So what is the difference between patriotism and nationalism?
That's a really good question. Some people would probably argue that it's an unnecessary distinction, often because nationalism can have certain negative connotations, and that patriotism is like a sort of a kinder, more gentle form of nationalism. But I think you could, if you want to see them as different concepts, you can do it this way. One would be, patriotism would be a certain devotion or love of your country,
mm-hmm.
whereas nationalism would be an identification with your country, normally to the exclusion of other countries.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So patriotism is something that can sound something a little more benign, you know, because obviously love and devotion are good things. To love and be devoted to the place the place you grew up in, the place you were born in, or the place you've adopted as your home,
mm-hmm.
might be a good thing. Whereas nationalism is often something more overtly political. So nationalism it becomes something exclusive.
Right.
I think that if you want to make if you feel the need to make the distinction, that's one way you can do it.
Okay. So do you think the media frames nationalism differently to patriotism?
That's another really good question, depending on how different you think the concepts are. Clearly, I think in some ways, can the media be nationalistic without also simultaneously being patriotic? That patriotism is sort of a gateway drug to nationalism, because it takes perhaps a feeling that you might have, and then it brings this air of exclusion to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the media will often use nationalism and patriotism to frame debates. So yeah. Whether it be, and everything from obviously sport, you know, we just had the Cricket World Cup has just finished, where it's nation versus nation. But other things too, a phrase in Australian sort of media discourse is the idea of being un-Australian. It's the idea that a certain sense of identification with a certain way of being Australian, assuming that we know what that is and that there's only one way of doing it. So I think nationalism is a bit like sex in a way. I think it's something that can be used to sell a lot of things.
Right, yeah. do you think the media, I guess in the Trump era, has a way of presenting patriotism negatively?
Again, it depends whether you see them as substantially different things. The point is that the media does often want to sell an association and a positive association with country and with place.
Mm-hmm.
And increasingly, perhaps in recent times, there's been a swing back towards thinking positively about nation, positively about patriotism. Trump obviously does this endlessly, make America great again.
Yeah.
It's a fundamentally sort of nationalistic or patriotic statement. So, but the media has always been crucial, because in some ways, how do we know what it is to be Australian without the media to tell us?
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't know what it's like to live everywhere in Australia. We can't know what all Australians think. So the media has one way in which it helps us imagine being Australian before we can then judge being Australian against being anything else.
Yeah. I guess like the imagined communities idea.
Benedict Anderson's famous idea that in the end we can only really imagine what it's like to be Australian. What resources do we use to imagine being Australian? We use the representations, the stories, the frameworks that the media gives us to then make a decision about what is it to be or not be Australian.
Yeah, definitely. I guess that kind of links back to my last question. Like, how does the media affect our views on these two different ideals?
I think the media will often sell patriotism as being something positive whilst perhaps trying to play down nationalism, or sometimes it becomes fundamentally nationalistic. It blurs.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is obviously is that there are many ways to look at many issues that don't involve nationalism or patriotism. I think there's a famous meme, isn't there, quite a recent meme, where it says nationalism allows you to take credit for things you haven't done and hate people you haven't met. And I think that's the problem, whereas there are many different ways to think about issues we are faced without thinking in terms of either patriotism or nationalism.